Hi, my name is Anna Marchese. I'm from CKUT's Off the Hour. I'm currently with Joel Pednall. And we're here to discuss the March Against Colonialism, Racism, and the Charter of Values. Joel is one of the march organizers. So, hi, Joel.
Hi, how are you doing?
What is your role in this demonstration?
I'm part of the collective organizing the demonstration, which is called Ensemble contre la Charte Xenophobe, so together against the xenophobic charter.
What is the purpose of this march?
So it's a march against those three things that you mentioned, colonialism, both from Canadian state, the Quebec state, racism, since the actual day we chose is part of the International Day Against Racism, and the Charter Values, because it's one sort of example, one incarnation of colonialism and racism in our society today. So we chose March 21st for the demonstration this Friday because it's the day that commemorates the Sharpeville Massacre in the struggle against apartheid in South Africa. And since then, March 21st has been an international day to combat racism. So we're kind of hoping this might become an annual demonstration and not just one about sort of the charter and its colonialist and racist implications.
In your community statement, you talk about how the Charter is absent of any recognition of the dispossession of Indigenous people by Quebec and the rest of Canada. That's pretty unique to what you're trying to do here. Why is that an important element of this march, and why should we keep that in mind?
I'll start by stressing that what we're trying to do in general is to move sharply away from the way that the Charter is framed in so-called debates in Quebec, right? Like, we don't see this necessarily in the way that it's often framed. We see this as part of very long, ongoing process of colonization and racial oppression, not just in Quebec, but around the world. So we're trying to make the charter fit into the very broad process here. To speak to colonialism specifically, also to paraphrase what some organizers from I Don't Know More brought up in the context of the charter, the idea is basically that the states in Quebec and in Canada are founded on the dispossession of Indigenous land. That's something that we want to foreground. And in the context of that dispossession, one way, one tool that the state has exercised to make that happen is to clamp down on Indigenous traditions, religious beliefs. You know, one example could be the way that potlatches were outlawed in British Columbia. One way that the state in Quebec and Canada has to make colonization easier is to clamp down on the religious practices of Indigenous peoples.
Supporters of the Charter say that they favor the neutrality of the state. Is this a reasonable position to take in what is already basically a secular society?
Okay, so the question of this neutrality of the state is an interesting one in its context. We don't think the state could be neutral, either in a context of settler colonialism or maybe in any context. How could the state be neutral in this kind of context, right? Like, how could you have a state that can claim to represent everyone when the very basis of its existence is coming in and stealing someone else's land, right? We just reject this idea of the state as sort of potentially neutral actor. It's another example of us trying to like sidestep the way that this issue is usually framed as one of the state's neutrality versus religion. We don't really adhere to that.
What do you hope to accomplish with this march?
We're hoping to accomplish a few things. The first and sort of most pressing, I'd say, is to send a very clear message of anti-racist and feminist opposition to the charter in the context of an election that's kind of centered around it. To my knowledge, it's the only demonstration for or against the charter during the election period, so I'm kind of hoping that we'll send a strong message that tons of people are against the charter, not just for the same reasons as, like, say, chambers of commerce, who are saying that, oh, this is going to be bad for business or whatever. I think sort of thinking more long-term, though, we're also trying to consolidate anti-racist opposition to the type of discussion that keeps coming up in Quebec. Because this isn't just about the charter. This kind of discussion isn't new. You know, we can remember the Bouchard-Taylor Commission back in the late 2000s. You know, there's been talk about the Muslim veil since about the mid-90s in Quebec. And this isn't unique to Quebec either. This has been going on all over Europe and North America and countries in the global north. So what we're trying to do is to sort of consolidate in opposition to this sort of tendency towards racism in our societies.
You mentioned how the charter is anti-feminist. That seems to be something the PQ tends to stress, actually, is equality between the genders. So how would you consider this charter to be anti-feminist or sexist?
Our feminism is very different from the type of feminism that the PQ say they adhere to. Our feminism sort of takes into account the fact that people aren't just sort of women and that's the only thing they live in their life, right? Women themselves are divided on any line. It could be racial or it could be socioeconomic. So I think what we bring is that our feminism will take into account the fact that people also live racial oppression. For example, religion gets brought up as like the sort of primary source of oppression of women or of queers, but I think what folks involved in our organizing bring in terms of analysis is that people who live racism also go into sort of religious settings as a way to like escape that racism that's present in our societies, Quebec and Canada. I think what we bring is that way of framing feminism as opposition to, well, people will say religion, but what gets brought up is mostly Islam in this context. What we're saying is that that's a really caricaturized way of framing women's rights as being solely about opposing religion when the reality is way more complex than that.
Keeping with that religious framework, your community statement for the march also calls the charter hypocritical for its failure to remove ostentatious religious symbols from the public theater, say the crucifix in the National Assembly, whereas it does target Islam. So would you maybe be more comfortable with a charter if it also removed these religious markers?
I think what's important to stress is that we're against this whole discussion, right? This isn't necessarily just about the charter, which is why we didn't want to have a demonstration just against the charter. You know, we wanted to bring the whole discussion of racism and colonialism, which is the more fundamental thing to oppose in this context. The discussion we want to have isn't, well, is there a way to make this charter better? That's the kind of discussion that, for example, Quebec City has been having. Is there a way to change it so that, you know, it's more acceptable or this or that? We're against the whole idea that political parties, the state, can decide how people are going to live their lives, how people are going to express what they can wear in what settings. You know, this isn't just a question of religious freedoms, right? Like, queers have struggled against this. People of color have struggled against this. All sorts of groups have struggled against the state having that level of control over people's lives and self-expression, right? So we want to shift the discussion away from, okay, is there a better way for the state to decide how people are going to live, and to a discussion about, can the state even do that? Does it even have legitimacy to do that? And, you know, of course, what we'll bring then is the idea that, well, we live in states that are founded on dispossession of indigenous folks. It's benefited from all sorts of racism throughout its existence. You know, we're not interested in finding a way to make this state better, right? We're interested in creating a social movement that's going to be strong enough to oppose its power over our lives.
How many people do you expect to participate in this march?
A few thousand.
Where and when is the march?
The march is on March 21st. It starts at 6 p.m. at Mont-Royal Station on the Orange Line, and we'll be marching towards downtown.
How can people get more information about the march?
People can go visit the Solidarity Across Borders website. Just type it into Google. It should be one of the first articles linked in the website. So, Solidarity Across Borders Montreal.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.